That's right. It's time to give our minds to the ladies of the Bay Area. This is where you have a question you've always wanted to know and you couldn't ask your man because, well, if you ask him, it'll be a problem. All right. So he'd probably be thinking that you're like snooping or something. So you want to ask a guy that you don't really have to have any kind of equity in that relationship. And that's why we're here to be used. Davi, Mark, myself, we will now open up our minds to the text. Mini Donut Factory text line is open. 888-429-0941. If you have a question, feel free to ask the geniuses that are the men.
Use us up.
Use us up.
I love it.
All right, what we got first?
Okay, this first one that I pulled came in early. They've been waiting for answers all morning. So this is at the 727. It says, I need guys' advice. I caught my boyfriend sexting his ex-girlfriend. Does this consider cheating? And even though there's nothing physical.
Mark, you want to take that one?
Yeah, he's gone. He's interested in her. He's not just interested in you.
He hasn't done anything physical. He just sexted.
It doesn't matter. I just think you need to end it. Why? What's next? It's just going to stop there. Davi, would you sext an ex?
I think the ex-girlfriend factor is like the ultimate crime in a relationship. Yeah. Going backwards to your ex is
so what if he was sexting, just to ask, because I'm sure a lady out there wants to know, what if he was sexting a girl who wasn't his ex?
It's still bad. It's still a major violation, but it's not as bad.
Really?
I think your ex, come on.
I mean, I think sexting is, you got to give us a definition of like, how far did it get?
Right.
Was it like just little cutesy talk?
Let me put this there.
Yeah, right.
Let me show you what I'm working.
Was there planned like movements and stuff like that? 888-429-0941. Mansers is here. You got the questions. We got the answers. Mansers!
I got another one if y'all ready.
What we got?
This one says, this question is for the three of you guys.
Okay.
What is one requirement to date you and one petty deal breaker that you couldn't deal with?
Wow.
I know, right?
What is a deal breaker?
First is one requirement to date you, and then one petty deal breaker that you couldn't deal with.
Man, one requirement to date me was always that you have to speak well.
Speak well?
Yeah, you can't. You could be comfortable around your girls and all this stuff, but it's like when it's time to talk, you got to be able to talk. I've dated a couple of people who couldn't really handle a good conversation, and we ended up in a party that they had to.
Yeah.
And that was the worst feeling ever because I didn't want anybody to talk to her. So that was like the deal. That was the thing.
What's the petty deal breaker?
My petty deal breaker.
Do you want to circle back?
I know mine.
Yeah. Do you? Yours? Okay. What's one requirement?
Requirement? Perfect teeth. I love a nice smile. You need to have a really good smile.
Yeah, mine is mine would have been teeth too. Yeah.
The petty factor, if you have bad eyebrows, I'm not even talking to you.
And eyebrows for Mark.
Mine is if you got a chest tattoo.
A chest tattoo?
That's a close second for me. If you got
a tattoo that shows through on a nice outfit or something and you just got a little ankle right here.
A little poke out right here.
A little too much.
Yeah.
It's a little too much.
That means we can't go nowhere nice.
You can't wear a turtleneck. You can't do it. Not right here. I deal with it on the arm or something like that off a shoulder, but not right here. What's yours?
For me, the requirement is you got to have a car. I can't be coming to pick you up, meeting you at your apartment. You gotta have a car.
That's the deal breaker.
That's the requirement.
The requirement is a car.
Yeah, the deal breaker is a cigarette smoker. I could not deal with a girl that smokes cigarettes.
Yeah,
that'd be an immediate. Like I wouldn't even pursue a second date. No
you way. Immediately smell like smoke.
Yep,
all the time. So yeah. So 888-429-0941. You got the questions. We got the answers. It is Mansers. You have man talk up in here. Straight no chaser. Sometimes it'll hurt. Let's see here. This says, "Hey, freak show. I have a question for you for your Mansers. I want to know." Why is it every time that me and my husband, let's say, handle business, he prefers the way that it barks?
Okay.
It's always got to be that. What does that mean if he only has excitement and enjoyment when it barks?
I don't think it's that big a deal. I think that's like his preference, but I think it means that he doesn't have an imagination and your sex sounds kind of boring.
Okay, doesn't have an imagination, I agree with. But the other part, it means a lot.
It means a lot.
It really does. I mean, if you really being 100, it means that he really doesn't see you as a partner in that process. He sees you more as a tool or a toy or an aid.
Okay.
You're helping him get somewhere, but the exchange that you have, and it might be boring, but the exchange that you have from frontsies, you know, from facing each other, facial expression, exchange, kisses, stuff like that that goes with it, means he's into you. Behind you, he's into a body part.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you got to be 100, if you're always barking, then you're the pet.
I think if you're always doing something, there's a problem.
If you're consistently doing something
the
all the
same
time.
Same thing.
But if you're looking at, you know, is it a compliment or is it a diss? I would say on the side of it's a diss.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. We take a break or we got more?
Get it in now. My fiance is going to Las Vegas for a bachelor party and he's never been there. The thing is, the man getting married, so it's not her guy, but they're engaged. The man getting married has been known to be sort of a mess around type of guy. So I know they're going to get in trouble. Should I ask him not to go? All of his friends are big drinkers, and I honestly do not have a good feeling about this trip, and I'm scared it could ruin us.
Oh, he got to go.
I mean, is there any way?
You can't blame your man for his boys being messy.
But he's never been there. It's like, ooh.
Yeah. But he's still your man. He's your man that you woke up next to. He's your man that you trust. You share, you know, security codes and all kinds of stuff with. He ain't done anything like that now, but he's going to Vegas, and there's no better people to go to Vegas with than the people who he's going with. He's like going with the cast of Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to go with messy, drunk people who gonna touch everything, and that doesn't mean he has to, but it's gonna make his trip better.
Yeah, you just can't make him guilty by association.
Right.
That's my thing.
You can't do it. That's not the way we do it up in here. So, Mark, yes, he needs to go. It is your Mansers going on right now at MANSWE. Answers, not man answers. Getting a text already from Corral, like, oh my God, man answers is on.
And you know what? I almost feel a little bad because we're getting texts from men asking our opinion about their certain situation.
Can't do it. Nope, not allowed.
But the texts are good. Like, the question is a deep one. I want to read it, but it's for the ladies right now.
Yeah, because one guy, I saw him write. He's like, hey, being a man. I'm like, you can't. The thing is, Mansers is just a public service for ladies who haven't had a male answer being able to be given. We can give you a man's answer to a question anytime because that's the show. But this part is for the ladies. All right, so we have the ladies checking in. Stephanie is on the phone. How you doing this morning?
Hi, Stephanie.
All right. All right, wait, hold up, Stephanie. Yeah, you got a question for me, but I've been told that you a cusser, so I gotta remind you, don't cuss. All right, what you got for me?
Okay, so I'm messing around with my baby daddy's best friend, cousin type brother situation. I want to know how this is going to end up.
What?
I don't, yeah.
Can you elaborate just a little
bit? You're messing around with your baby daddy's brother, cousin. You messing around with people you're not supposed to be messing around with.
Right, and I apologize, but it's so good. It's not even, I don't have an issue with it.
Are you still with your baby daddy? Are you trying to be with him?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so y'all broke up and you... Okay, first of all, you being messy, okay? Just to be honest. just to be honest, you being messy because you basically are tied to him because of the kids. But now you...
Not even. Like, I don't even want to be with him. I don't have nothing to do. He don't do nothing for my kids.
Right, but what I'm saying... But wait, though. What I'm saying, though, is that y'all have a bond because y'all have a kid. Y'all might not have a relationship, but for you to be messing around with people who are in that small pool, you just being messy. Because you could... There's a wide pool of people out here. You messing around for convenience. People who crossed over your path because of him. You would know any of these people because of your ex. You know what I'm saying? You met him through him. So to just pull from those that pool of people and just pull from them is lazy and messy.
Can I ask you a question real quick? But I need like a real honest answer.
Not too honest though. Okay. Don't cuss.
Deep down. God. Listen. Deep down, you say it's like so good. Do you think part of the reason why it's so good is because you know it's so wrong?
Yeah, no. Yes, but no. Like,
he's
like, it's amazing. And I miss him. I got my baby daddy through him. So it's like, we've been doing this for, like, years.
Okay, I just think you, listen, it's a lot of whoredom going on right here. I got to tell you, everybody can't hit. Like, everybody can't make it to the goal line. You know, everybody, you score a touchdown, you're a special person in the game. You letting everybody run in the end zone. Okay, you got to pick somebody and go ahead and have a relationship. You can't just be bouncing through people and tearing up his household and his friends and everybody else. That's messy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just for physical pleasure? Like, you messing up folks. Now they got attitude when they passing the turkey to each other at Thanksgiving because you in the middle.
She done hung up.
Just saying. I'm not trying to be mean, but that's nasty.
All right.
Must be good because she was. You can hear her smiling through the phone.
Whatever, man. She was cheesing through the phone. I ain't like that. Ashley.
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
Good.
Welcome to Mansers. You got the question. We got the answers. Mansers!
Yeah, I have the question. I just wanted to know, if for a single woman, if you're a date or where you're on the dating scene and you meet a guy or whatever and. You're dating for a few months and you tell the guy, you know, you're really getting serious with them that you're not interested in getting married. I just wanted to know from a guy's perspective, do men feel some type of way or is that an automatic turn off? Or because usually they're used to women, you know, approaching them or stressing them about getting married. And if I don't mention it, I just wanted to know what the guy's intake on like a woman telling him up front that they don't want to be married.
I think it would go a lot better than the opposite if you tell a woman. I really don't think for most men that will really be like that big a deal, unless he's one of those guys who's like really looking forward to that whole part of life. But I think your average guy in the dating scene, that's music to his ears.
If you tell a guy that you're not interested in being married, it's going to work for you either way, because if he's interested in romance with you, then he takes it as a challenge and he works even harder. You get the benefit. If he doesn't want to be with you as a partner and he just wants to enjoy himself, now he's going full force because he feels unencumbered by you know, being wanting to be married. So either way it go, you're going to reap the benefits. So always be honest that way. You're going to win in the long run.
And as a single guy, I'd love to hear that.
I damn sure love it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I ain't interested in being married. I just love our time together. I love my time away from you too, boo-boo. And he'd be like, oh, my God, marry me. You're like, he ain't listening. He loves you. He going to try everything he can to win, and you just keep But don't change up. Don't you change up, though.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Stay focused, and you can win, okay?
All right,
girl.
Thank you.
All right, you got the questions. We got the answers. Mansers! All right, 888-429-0941. We'll take one more text. You got one?
Oh, yeah, man. There's some of these that are so good.
All right, well, we'll take two more. We're breaking rules here, but all right.
This is pretty simple one. Good morning. Me and my man are happy, but I caught him watching porn. Why do guys watch porn if they're in a happy relationship? Help.
All right, you know what? We always go to the greats, and so we'll go to, like, Coach Belichick. Coach Belichick is a great coach for the Patriots. You know why? Because he don't mind looking at game tape. He'll look at game tape from his game. He'll bootleg tape from your practice and look at that tape. Ain't nothing wrong with looking at game tape. And your man is looking at tape. He's trying to be inspired. He's trying to find new ways. And honestly, he's doing more practice. That's just practice.
We're talking about practice.
That's just practice, all right? So he's looking at stuff not just to be enthralled, but he's just looking at it as game tape. And remember, you can work up your appetite wherever you want, long as you just eat at home. And so long as you getting the benefit of that meal, let him strike up his chords wherever he strike up his chords, but he's bringing it back to play with you.
I like it. One more?
Yeah,
one more. All right, last one. If you and your significant other broke up and you guys have kids together, would you stay living together for convenience or leave because of potential chaos?
I think you can stay together if it's to try and keep everything going. But if you have potential chaos, you need to get out of that chaos. And we talking about, like, combustive, like we broke up because we couldn't get along, or somebody was putting their hands on you or whatever. Like that chaotic, oh, I don't trust you, or you know what I'm saying? Those things that people fight over. You look through my stuff. You hacked my this, blah, blah. That's chaotic. And if you living in that kind of situation, that ain't good for the kids. It's not good for the family structure, none of that. But there are a lot of people who try and stay together who don't need to be around each other.
100%, man. A lot of people stay together for the kids, but the healthiest thing for the kids would ultimately be for mommy and daddy
right.
to be
apart. Like, that's where the kids go in the room. They're like, I wish they would just leave each other. Like, everybody know y'all ain't supposed to be together but the kids. All right, so the kids are basically like, you know, the focus. But if you're in a chaotic situation where it's combustible, then just go ahead and leave it alone.